joined by Chiefs greats in studio. And right now, we've got another one. Bill Moss, our guy. He's in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, former Chiefs defensive lineman, and...
We love having Billy Bob in. He's brought to you by LC's Barbecue.
Bill, we've been having this conversation. We had a poll up on the on Twitter of who is the bigger mismatch for the Chiefs. Is it Todd Gurley going up against the Chiefs' run defense, or is it Aaron Donald up against the middle of the Chiefs' offensive line? Bill, how big of a problem would you say is Aaron Donald rushing from the middle?
Yeah, and there's been guys throughout the years that have done that. Think about John Randall. Think about Keith Millard, who led the league in sacks one year. You know, they played that same position. And when you can get that immediate pressure in the push, in that pocket, right into the quarterback's lap, that's the worst-case scenario for a quarterback. A quarterback can see with his vision on the outside who's coming up and who's coming around. But when it's right in your face, you don't see anything else. It takes everything away. You don't see the receivers. You don't see the plays. You don't see your peripheral vision with the pass rush outside. All you see is that closing in on your face. So that kind of pressure is the best kind of pressure defensively.
So, Bill, what do you do then? Like, if you're an offensive line, I mean, you got a guy in Austin Ryder who making his, what, his third start. You got Andrew Wiley, a young guy, and you got Cam Irving. Those are your two guards in your center. Like, what can you do to keep Sue and Donald away from Showtime Mahomes there?
Okay, so I've watched Andy over the years, and when he's played these types of teams, really good defensive fronts. I have they played Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice in the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
What he does is he wears them down. And what I mean by that, he's going to get them going laterally as much as he can, sideline to sideline, chasing the plays. Then he's going to hammer a run right down their throat. You know, he's just going to keep on wearing them down. And in the fourth quarter, that's when they're all tired, and that's normally when that offense, you know, does its best. And I've seen this game plan from him a number of times, and it works. You take those guys and you wear them out. You're not going to be able to sit there and hold the pocket and play conventional offense against guys that are that dominant, especially with our banged-up offensive line. So they've got to get them running. Get them going left, get them going right, and then hit them down the middle.
If you had to look at where the biggest advantage may come from the Rams side, is it Aaron Donald against that interior offensive line that you speak of, or mm-hmm. is it Todd Gurley against the Chiefs' run defense?
You know, that's a great point, defense and offense. Who's it going to be? We have yet to show that we can consistently stop the run defensively. You know, the teams that we've struggled with have come in and had that formula, right? The Denver Broncos, we had it last week, too. They're going to try to run the ball down your throat. And we haven't been able to stop it and get off the field. They chew up the clock. This was how we played our style of football in the 90s with Marty Schottenheimer. We're just going to keep hammering the ball. We're going to chew up the clock, control the time of possession, keep your offense on the sidelines, and score at the end of those drives. Field goal, 7 if we're lucky. But, you know, we're going to keep that high-powered offense, whoever it was, on the sidelines. And teams have gotten close to doing that, but they haven't been able to get all the way because our offense, Chiefs offense, is so explosive.
Bill, I've been on the side of, I think this defense is getting better.
Yeah.
And Carrington's a little bit on the side of, well, who have they played over the last month? You know, we saw when they played against the Patriots. Patriots chewed them up, hung 43 on them. But the Cardinals and the Broncos and the Bengals, I mean, those aren't the Patriots. What do you see? Because I do think that this defense has gotten better, and they've kept some not-so-good offensive teams not-so-good.
Yeah. Well, I think this. Defensively, over the course of time, when you're playing together, you can get better because you're playing together. You're all playing together. You can get better at what you do because if it's coverage, if it's footwork, if it's steps in your drop, if it's your reads, if it's your offensive line, if it's your pass rush, those things can get better over time when you play together. When you have an offense, you are what you are, you know, because the specialty guys make you what you are. Your line, you can only do so many things, but at the end of the day, you're going to be, you are what you are. We've seen you are what you are over the past few years with Alex Smith and company, right?
Yeah.
You can only do so much. So, you know, in that essence, you're limited. Defense, though, you can get better by repetitions, and I see these guys getting better.
Bill, I heard a stat today. On drives, if you got a sack, 84% of those drives that you got a sack ended up in no points.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at sacks as kind of being the new turnovers. That if you can get a sack on second and 5 and make that next play 3rd and 12, you effectively did your job as a defense. But I look at that as, I mean, I think that Chris Jones is maybe one of the most important players in this game. D4, Justin Houston. Again,
I don't know if the Chiefs are holding the Rams to under 35 points. I think both of these offenses are going to hold 35 points. But if you can get constant pressure like they have the last couple of weeks, you can go into Los Angeles and steal a victory.
Yeah, the Rams are pretty good up front, though, too. They've got some offensive linemen that are pretty good. But you are right. It changes the course of the game. And for a game like this where it's so heavy offensively for both offenses, whoever creates the disruption in the backfield and disrupts the timing is going to win this game. And you know, I noticed a substantial difference when Houston was out there last week as opposed to when he wasn't out there. Chris Jones played better. Alan Bailey played better. Dee Ford just took off like a shot out of a cannon and had a big day. So and they correlate with the secondary. What happens in the secondary is a direct replication of what is going on up front, how much pressure you're getting to the quarterback. You know, those guys are a lot better when you're hanging all over the quarterback's shoulders and he's scared.
I look at Dee Ford now as I feel like for so long you went into games not knowing really what to expect from him from a production standpoint. I think we're at the point that you have to go into games expecting Dee Ford to play well and expecting him to be a positive. He's earned that so far this season.
Yeah, and I think it's to the point now where you have to really consider sliding your line to him or putting a guy over top of him or helping out more often than Justin Houston. And I'm going to see how that plays out, because if they start doing that and start taking that Dee Ford away as the dominant rusher, I think things are going to open up more for Chris Jones and for Justin Houston.
We're talking to Bill Moss. He's brought to you by LC's Barbecue. Bill, you know, that's the other thing, too. The one thing that really impressed me about Dee Ford, and I've been skeptical about what I've been seeing with him this year based on what we saw the first 4 years. Mm-hmm. But, man, even when Justin Houston was out, Dee Ford was still really, really good.
Yeah.
And what have you seen from him? Because Neil Smith said he looked a little bit like Derek Thomas on a couple of plays last week.
Yeah, and so I can only give him the benefit of the doubt, because what I saw for the first 4 years, I wasn't impressed with much of anything.
Yeah.
The playing the run, rushing the passer, all of it. It wasn't there. So, you know, they said he was nicked and he said he was hurt, but he'd go out there and try to fight his way through it. And I can only give credit to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think a guy can just all of a sudden turn it on for a dollar figure. I really don't. We've seen people play better,
mm-hmm.
but also you play better the longer you play. Maybe he's just now getting it. Maybe he's healthy and understands how to play in the NFL now. Some guys take a little longer than others, and I've seen it. I've been with guys. I've played with them. Come in, high draft choices, couldn't figure out how to fit in, and maybe it just takes him a little longer to grasp the concept. Maybe it just takes him a little longer to get confidence. But right now, he's playing like a guy that knows how to play this game at a top high level.
Going up against your former team, what's that like? Because I just don't know what to expect from Marcus when it comes to an emotional mindset of it. Like, I don't want to now treat Marcus Peters like he's this scrub that isn't capable, that if the Chiefs keep throwing at his direction, he can't catch one or two of those and change the course of this game. I think you know better than anybody the athlete mindset, and when you keep getting told you're not good and you're as talented as he is, you kind of fight back the same way we saw last year against the Chargers whenever he played well and got those two interceptions. I just don't know what to expect from Marcus Peters heading into this game.
So I went to Green Bay in my final year I played, and we came back to Kansas City on a Monday night game. And it was really emotional, because I was going back to the house that I was a part of, a family I was a part of for so long. Now, for Marcus Peters, he's just out in L.A. He's not coming to Kansas City, so a little bit of that will be off. But playing against your former team, you always, if you have an ounce of salt of anything in your fiber that makes up a competitive person, you're going to want to try to have the best game of your life. You're going to want to try to show them, look, you guys made a mistake, or I'm going to prove it to you, or whatever the fact of the matter is. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles it, and it'll be interesting to see what Andy Reid draws up for him.
What is your biggest key to a Chiefs win?
That's a tough one, because there's so many factors in this game. I would think handling Gurley. I think if the Chiefs defense can handle him via the, because they're going to come up with different formations and different personnel groupings, and Chiefs are going to have to try to match up against them defensively. So, you know, kind of like the run pass option, they're going to have things in there. Like, they're all going to depend on the personnel grouping, whether they're going to hand it off to him and hammer you, or if they're going to get him out in space on a big linebacker. So how they match up and handle Gurley, I think, will be a big factor in the outcome of the game.
Do you think the way that the Rams handle Hunt is going to be equally as big? Because, I mean, I hear week in and week out teams say, man, we got to stop Kareem Hunt. That's the key. That's what makes him go. And I'm like, man, they got Tyreek to get killed.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
No, I think it's pick your poison with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You only have 11 guys out there. And, yeah. and you can't double cover everybody. And you can't hone in on everybody. So, you know, the way they get all the motion and shifts and personnel groupings that Andy comes up with, all those things are all diagrammed to get somebody in space and open. So you can't take everybody away, and that's why they're so effective. And I think with Sammy Hunt back in the picture, you're going to see a high-powered offense out of the Chiefs this week.
Who wins and why?
I'm going to take the Chiefs, and I think it goes back to what I talked about before. They came home. Took care of their business, didn't care about going to Mexico, didn't care about, they didn't care. They just came home and went back to work.
Yeah.
And that's what this group does. And I think I've seen it more. Andy has talked about this since he's been here. Oh, that's the way we roll. That's the way we roll. But we've seen the players act differently. We've seen the antics from the players act differently on the field. We've seen a bunch of stuff that told us, no, that's not how we roll. There's something else here going on. This group, their mouth is shut, and they come back, and they go to work, and they want a positive outcome. And I think Patrick Mahomes has a lot to do with that.
Always an honor to sit down with the Missouri Sports Hall of Famer and former Chiefs defensive lineman Bill Moss joins us on the drive. Bill, always good catching up with you.
You too, brother.